Most people don't know what condiments are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Most people don't know what condiments are. And you know, that's what life is really all about. Everything we have in life are condiments. They are those things that accentuate whatever it is we're getting our taste buds ready for. They accentuate the hamburger. They accentuate the wiener with the mustard. They accentuate the food with the sauerkraut. They accentuate all the things that we have. And we think, oh boy, I'd like lots of sauerkraut. I'd like lots of mustard. I'd like lots of ketchup. And I'd like lots of wieners and lots of this. And, you know, and then nice ice cream bar after dinner would be nice, or a cup of ice cream. And, oh, well, let's have a whole scoop. Let's have a half a gallon. Wow, that'd be great. Well, when we cease to respect a condiment for what it is, it's just a taste teaser. When we cease to respect it for what it is, then the condiment no longer is a taste pleaser. It is just something that we want to have. We feel that we want a whole bag of popcorn. Oh, that'd be so good. And by the time we're done, we're not really so sure that that was so good. It was okay, and we put it down, but if we had stopped halfway in the middle when we used it as sort of a taste treat, or even just taking a third or a quarter of it, that would have been much better for us, because then we would have really enjoyed it. But because we took the whole bag, we didn't really enjoy it. Because you eat the whole bunch of wieners or a whole bunch of hot dogs, oh, my stomach, you know, and they cease to do what they're supposed to do. They are a taste teaser. They are something that makes us enjoy our meals even more. They're something that makes our meals even more delightful. Just a little bit of mustard on a hot dog makes it very good, but what do they do at these special stores where they sell hot dogs outside of Home Depot and so on? They load them with mustard, and they load them with relish, and they load them with ketchup, and pretty soon you bite into it, and you get nothing but all this juicy slop. Whereas if you just take your fingertip and squirt some ketchup on it and run it across the top of your hot dog and then eat it, you'd say, ooh, that tastes good. Take just a little bit of mustard, put it across the top of your hot hamburger, and you'd say, my goodness, I can taste the mustard and I can taste the hamburger. Where normally I put so much mustard on there, can't taste either the hot dog or the I can't taste the hamburger or the mustard, you know, because it's so thick. And this is how we are with our love. When you say to your wife, sweetheart, you're the greatest, I love you so, and then walk out of the house, and your wife will say, man, what was that all about? Or when your wife comes in the living room and you're sitting there reading the paper or whatever, and she leans down and kisses you on the back of the neck, and she turns to you and says, sweetheart, I don't know what happened, but I sure lucked out when I got you. I got the best of the brood. Boy, am I glad. And then she goes about her business, and you think about that. You think about that simple little wonderful compliment. Simple. You think about that simple little wonderful compliment, and as you do, it enhances itself in your life, and you feel 10 feet tall. And she, too. She feels just like all of life is worthwhile. My husband noticed. He noticed. And he paid attention. He said something. And we're all dying for a little condiment. Just a little touch of ketchup, or a little touch of vinegar, a little touch of something to make us have the special taste buds going. And as we do that, oh my, how good things are. For the last year or so, or a little better, I have been treating myself to one third of whatever anybody else eats at a meal. If they're having a meal and a serving is such a size, I will get one third of that. Now they said, oh, but Herb, you're missing it. You should have this. This is so great. Thank you very much. Shut up. I asked for the third. Now, don't make it difficult for me to be happy with the third. But I am happy with the third. I am. Because I have it as a condiment. I taste it, and I enjoy it, and it delights me, and I'm thrilled with it, and wow, it's so great. Yes. Yes, I notice how sometimes when we make a peanut butter sandwich, we slobber the peanut butter on it like 2 inches thick, and then we put jelly on top of that for another quarter inch, and then we eat it, and we say, oh, that's so good. Why don't we just eat a spoonful of peanut butter, you know? If we were to take peanut butter and lightly spread it over a piece of bread, just so that it colors the bread in this beautiful brown color, the beautiful peanut butter color. Peanut butter is the only thing you can say that has that color. And then you take the tip of a teaspoon of jelly and you smear that over the top just to throw a little bit of sweetness in there. And then you take a bite of it and you savor it for a moment. You say, that is good. And you take another bite. Now, you don't take a whole piece of bread. You take a half a piece of bread or a quarter of a piece of bread. And you make it like some special, wonderful dessert. And as you do that, it becomes a condiment to your meal. And it becomes something that says to you, oh, that is so good. That is so beautiful. Yes, life is filled with condiment opportunities for us. To have the meals and the little things that make our meal just extra special, more the wonderful. But when we stuff ourselves and when we proclaim that we want two or three helpings because we're hungry, we're foolish. I find my one third of a portion of any meal is more than enough. And I very seldom, if ever, ask for more. Occasionally, the lasagna is so good I have to have another spoonful. But normally, I'm perfectly happy. And even now, as I go eating in a restaurant, I'll eat in a restaurant and I'll leave almost a half of it left. I'll take my portion and leave a half there. And it's wonderful. It is such a good feeling. And I would feel even better if I had ordered only a half and left only a quarter there. I left only a half of what I had there. But that will come. That will come as I delight more and more in the condiments of eating. Eating as a joyous repast rather than a stuff time. Eating as a joyous experience rather than a time of tanking up. And when I do that, wow, that is so great. That is so wonderful. That is so satisfying. And I'm going to stick to this third of a portion because I feel very good with it. And I believe it. That's my direction. That's my thought. When we pet our pet, we take our hand and gently touch our pet. And he wants us to pet him all day long. That's the way Rex is. He just slides into you, keep it up. And when Ingeborg stops petting him, then he turns around, puts his chest on her, and says, come on, pet me. You know where my happiness is. And Ingeborg pets him and pets him and pets him. And then finally, Ingeborg runs out of interest in petting, and she turns. And when she does, then he sits down on the floor, and he lays down, and he knows that he has had more than his third of a portion. He's had his condiment in spades. Now, what about you? Have you got your condiments in spades? I have mine. And little by little, I'm training myself to be more than satisfied with my third of a portion and with only a few condiments. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.